Introduction. In our ongoing series on government overreach, we turn our focus to the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA. Established to protect natural resources, the EPA's expansive regulatory actions have raised significant constitutional concerns, especially regarding property rights and federal authority. The role of the EPA in the constitutional framework. The EPA operates under the authority granted by Congress to enforce environmental laws aimed at protecting air, water, and land. This authority, however, is bound by constitutional limits that are designed to safeguard state sovereignty and property rights as outlined by the 10th and 5th Amendments, respectively. EPA weaponization, targeting property owners, farmers, and businesses. The weaponization of the EPA's powers has been particularly evident in its interactions with property owners, farmers, and businesses. High-profile cases like Sackett v. EPA illustrate how the agency's enforcement mechanisms can infringe on due process rights by imposing severe penalties without timely access to judicial review. Such actions not only challenge the constitutional rights of individuals but also place undue burdens on economic sectors that are vital to the nation's prosperity. The impact of EPA weaponization on property owners. Property owners across the country have felt the direct impact of the EPA's regulatory overreach. The EPA has effectively placed significant portions of private land under federal control through broad definitions of wetlands and aggressive enforcement actions. This overreach not only diminishes the value and utility of the land but also challenges the very essence of property ownership rights guaranteed by the Fifth Amendment. The result is a chilling effect on development and a palpable tension between environmental objectives and constitutional liberties. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. The case for abolishing the EPA. In light of these ongoing constitutional breaches, a compelling argument exists for abolishing the EPA and reverting its powers back to the states as the Founding Fathers might have preferred. This approach advocates for a decentralized environmental governance model where states tailor their policies to fit local ecological and economic contexts, thereby enhancing accountability, reducing bureaucratic inefficiencies, and preventing federal overreach. Such a radical shift would realign federal and state roles in environmental protection, ensuring that regulations serve the people's needs without infringing on individual freedoms and property rights. Strategies to reclaim constitutional rights. The growing influence of unelected bureaucrats in the administrative state has necessitated a call to action for reclaiming the constitutional rights currently being infringed upon. Effective strategies include legislative action. Encouraging Congress to define clearer limits of regulatory authority and to enact laws that require regular review of regulatory agencies' powers. Judicial oversight. Supporting legal challenges against regulatory overreach and advocating for courts to uphold strict interpretations of the Constitution. Public awareness and involvement. Enhancing public education on the role and limits of federal agencies and mobilizing grassroots campaigns to demand transparency and accountability. State-level initiatives. Empowering states to assert their rights under the 10th Amendment to resist federal encroachments that lack clear constitutional authorization. Conclusion. As stewards of both our environment and our constitutional rights, it is essential to ensure that the EPA's regulations do not overstep legal boundaries. By critically assessing the agency's actions and their impact on property rights and state sovereignty, we can safeguard our constitutional framework while also promoting responsible environmental stewardship. The challenge ahead is to strike a balance that respects both our natural heritage and our fundamental legal principles.